Hello, everybody. So part of my post-mortem of the UK general election, and I thought it really would be mortem for the Conservative Party. It is, in a sense, that reduced to 121 MPs. My forecast was uncannily accurate. I said 120. Now, out of 650 possible MPs, only one out. And okay, no party's ever going to win all of them. The share of the vote was really at the top of the estimate. It was anything between 18% and 24%, and the Conservative Party scored 24%. Another thing is Labour's vote was like below the lowest estimate. Remember going into this campaign, Labour was on 46% of the polls, 46%, and they only got 34%. I initially thought it was 35%, but the counting has now finally been completed, and it's only 34%. Staggeringly low percentage of the vote. Remember, that's almost what the Conservative Party got in 2005 under Michael Howard when the Tory Party lost to Tony Blair. So 34% is a miserable share of the vote for Labour. Now, in fairness, it is no longer a three-horse race. For decades, it was only Labour, the Conservative Party, and the Liberal Democrats who counted. But the Green Party can no longer be dismissed as lunatic fringe. They've got a significant percentage of the vote. Was it 7% of the vote? And of course, there's this insurgent party, Reform UK, on 14% of the vote. So that's why it split five ways, in a sense, not three ways. You go back to 97, and okay, there was a referendum party on 2% of the vote, or something like that. This is looking at England now. I know Scotland and Wales have always been a four horse race. Well, since the 70s, a four horse race because of the separatist parties. Northern Ireland's, you know, often had, say, two unionist parties, two nationalist parties, the Alliance Party, and of course the major Westminster parties haven't stood there. Well, the Labour never has. There was Northern Ireland Labour Party, not part of the UK Labour Party, and the Liberal Party not since, say, the 60s, and that wasn't really the main UK Liberal Party. The Conservative Party, you know, under Cameron, stood whatever. You know, Conservative Unionist new force, but for a few elections hasn't stood anybody. So looking at England in particular, so that's partly why, I mean, the three major parties are down. Labour's only a tiny bit up on where they were last time. So that's another thing to remind ourselves, even more than I thought. The Conservatives will always be at the top of the estimate and Labour will always be at the bottom of the estimate. Turnout was very low, only 60%. It was 64% last time. Now, that's partly because there was a clear result coming up. Labour was definitely going to win. But then again, the previous time, 2019, the Conservatives were clearly going to win and turnout was a bit higher. And that's another thing is people are largely content. I know there's all this moaning, but the situation's honestly not that bad. One of the cruel ironies of the Conservative Party as having lost office just as it sorted things out. And the waiting lists are coming down. We see slowly, not enough. The waiting list got way longer, partly because of COVID. And there are other reasons, and there's partly Conservative failure, why they got longer, you know, not paying doctors and nurses enough, and so on. Other things, yeah, the unemployment is very low, 4%, which I know is slightly up. Inflation's down to 2%, which was the target. Remember, it was 11% a couple of years ago. And the pound is about the right level. There is economic growth, not very much, but it's all moving in the right direction and handed over at a fairly good situation to Labour. And I know it's been very tough for a few years before that, but the Conservative Party getting no credit for that. The Rwanda plan was actually having some effect. Did deport, was it five people to Rwanda? And all being well, would have been plain low by the end of July, which underscores just how idiotic it was of Rishi Sunak to call the election when he did. Because wait till the autumn, more rosy data was going to come out and people would begin to feel a bit better off. And it would have been a somewhat better result for the Conservative Party. I think the Tory Party still would have lost, but not so horrendously. So the Conservative Party really hemorrhaged votes to Reform UK. And the big question is, where is Reform UK going to be in 5 years? Now, they've got five MPs, which is a staggering result for them. Remember, they got only slightly more votes than UKIP got in UKIP's sort of breakthrough election. When was it? 2015. But I think they will flop down because there's a protest vote against the Conservative Party. Labour will be in office next time. And these are right-leaning voters. The most important thing is to get Labour out. And the Reform voters, they have punished the Conservative Party. There's been a yelp of pain expressing their dissatisfaction. And these new parties, they tend to you know, have a burst of success, and then they fizzle out. And the funding might dry up, and the media interest might dry up. Farage might bow out of politics, be offered some sort of job by Trump or Fox News or something like that, start squabbling amongst themselves. So I think that they'll be rather less popular. If Reform UK hadn't stood, it would have actually been much closer. There might well have been a hung parliament. There's a slim chance the Conservatives might even have won if it wasn't for Reform. I don't dispute Reform United Kingdom have the right to stand, but they're sort of the guilty conscience of the Conservative Party, what some of the hard right would like to do. Some people in the Conservative Party don't espouse these policies simply because they disagree with them, or they just reckon realize they're impractical, or they're just cephalogically idiotic because they're just too right wing. You have to win over some floating voters, which so Reform UK have reached their ceiling. They are going to go down, and that in its own would bring back dozens of seats to the Conservative Party, because Reform UK's vote exceeded the margin by which the Tory party lost seats in dozens of seats. So the Conservative Party has lost how much was it, something like 250 seats in one go. And in something like 60 of those, that was solely because of Reform UK. Now, these Reform UK voters, they hadn't voted for Reform UK, the great majority of them would have voted Conservative, a few for, you know, other parties, and a few wouldn't have voted at all. So what else? So Labour is going to really be hard to deliver on their promises over the next 5 years. So I don't think the Conservative Party will win in 5 years, but will have a better chance. And people who are disgruntled with the Labour Party may well vote for the Liberal Democrats. They might go up again. But actually, even with simply Reform UK not being such a factor, you got the Lib Dems will lose a lot of seats, because the Lib Dems gain 60 constituencies this time, almost all of them from the Conservative and Unionist Party, a handful from the SNP. So if Reform UK goes down significantly, of those, let's say, 55 seats the Lib Dems gained off the Tory party, the Conservative Party will get most of those back. So it's not to say the Conservative Party can afford to rest in its laurels. Yes, there is hard work to do. You can't take all of this for granted, but it's not dismal. You know, rumours of the Conservative Party's death are much exaggerated. I've heard it all before. Remember, after 97, the Conservative Party was not going to be in the government again. It was not going to be the major opposition again. It just really wasn't going to be a party whatsoever. It was going to cease to exist. Only 13 years later, it was back in government. But 5 years' time, as I say, it might be very close for Labour. The Liberal Democrats lose some seats to the Conservatives, take some off Labour, and be a bit weaker than they are now, rather than have 70 MPs, 71, might have 50 or 40, but still be a significant player. And Labour might lose its majority, be forced to do some confidence supply agreement with the Liberal Democrats, or go into coalition. But would the Lib Dems say, well, we've learned a very painful lesson from 2010. We coalesced with the Conservatives. We never should have done so. But I think that's not necessarily the case. I mean, that'll be almost a generation earlier in 2029. They'll be looking about 19 years. The other thing is, I think for Lib Dem voters, Labour is less objectionable than the Conservative Party. So we've got to do that to keep the Tories out, or Labour promised to build a closer relationship with the European Union. At that point, they might try and take the UK back into the single market, which would mean free movement, and they might think that's worth paying, or offer them proportional representation, even without a second referendum. So, and then the only way to vote against the government after that would be to vote Conservative. So yeah, the Greens will also continue to grow. They've got a proper foothold in Parliament now, not one MP, four. And again, disaffected Labour voters will vote Green, so they'll be able to expand. So I think it's actually very difficult for Labour next time, because they're not willing to be audacious. If they were bold, proper tax hikes to really improve public services, then they could do something. And obviously, Labour will be so vicious on wokery, oppressing people so much, that will actuate more people to be Conservative. Yeah, so yeah, I can't take it all for granted. It's not going to be easy for the Conservative Party, but the Conservative Party is not moribund, as some claim. The Conservative Party is going to get a more popular leader than Rishi Sunak. It'd be impossible to get a less popular one. We shall see. So better days are ahead. Yeah, things can only get better from this very, very low impasse. Plus, a bit of a Trotsky eye on this one. The worse, the better. Clear out the dross. The opportunists, the people who never were Conservatives, just wanted to get somewhere, and they joined the Tory party when it was on the way up, and they'll be rats off a sinking ship now, and you'll be left with proper Conservatives. Some people will come home from Reform UK. Even some Reform UK politicians might rejoin the Conservative Party, but I don't think Farage will get in, and I don't want him in, actually. Right. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Thank you for the donation 2 days ago, somebody. I shan't say your name unless you wish me to, or the amount. Toodaloo.